UNESCO cultural designations to give Jamaica competitiveness boost. This and more stories coming up on this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Thanks for joining us. Jamaica's global competitiveness ranking in the area of tourism is expected to receive a boost from the country's recent designations by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO. The Blue and John Crow Mountains was inscribed to UNESCO's prestigious World Heritage List in July, while Kingston has gained membership to the organization's Creative Cities Network in the field of music. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wickham McNeill is praising both developments as a positive addition to Jamaica's tourism product.
Having got these designations, you're going to see the impact of them on those indicators of world competitiveness. So already we expect moving forward that you're going to see positives in terms of our competitiveness. In the tourism area, you'll see our ranking for culture go up.
The World Competitiveness Report is published annually by the World Economic Forum. The Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay made history last week when it welcomed a record 14,000 passengers on Tuesday, December 22. This was the largest number of airline passengers to pass through the airport in any single day. The arrivals just 8 days into the winter tourist season are a welcome boost to the tourism sector. Chairman of the Jamaica Tourist Board and the Airports Authority of Jamaica, Dennis Morrison, says the number of arrivals represents a 20% increase over the corresponding period last year. He attributes the increase to the promotional work of the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, the JTB, and its other agencies.
There's been a lot of activity marketing Jamaica as a destination, working with various tour operators. A particularly important factor in today's turnout in terms of visitors is the air and sea arrangements with Thompson. Passengers arrive here to go on cruise, and also on the departure side, you will see passengers who arrived a couple of weeks ago leaving.
Mr. Morrison is also commending the staff of the MBJ Airports Limited for the efficiency with which the visitors were processed. The tourists arrived on 55 flights, 10 long-haul runs, 4 coming from Germany and 6 from the United Kingdom. And Chief Executive Officer of the Passport, Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, Jennifer McDonald, has lauded immigration officers for their professional handling of the increase in arrivals. She says PICA staff was well prepared for the large number of passengers that arrived at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay last week.
We recruited 39 immigration officers island-wide. They graduated about a week or two ago, and they have been on the line. So we boosted our staff complement. We also employed more immigration assistants.
Chief Executive Officer of the Passport, Immigration and Citizenship Agency, Jennifer McDonald. And now for our No Jamaica feature. As we celebrate the start of a new year, we take to the streets of Kingston to ask Jamaicans about their New Year's traditions and superstitions. Here are a few responses.
One New Year's tradition I'm familiar with is on New Year's Eve, that is December 31, some people I know always try to wash all of their dirty clothes to ensure that the New Year never catches them with any dirty clothes at all.
For New Year's, I always make sure money in your wallet, at least $1 or $100, so that New Year can catch you with money in your wallet. So the rest of the year, you'll always have money.
People always say that on December 31st, you should ensure that you are with the person that you really love, and that will allow you to be together for the New Year and years to come. Let brotherhood
unite us. And that's where we leave you on this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. From all of us here at the Jamaica Information Service, we wish you a blessed and productive 2016. Let's get together
and this has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.